Refuah Shlema. This is a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara tells us that Avram was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. Avram Avinu fulfilled the whole Torah even before it was given. The Gemara says, Afil Eruvi Tavshilin. Even the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin he performed. And the simple reading is because even mitzvahs drabanan, even rabbinical mitzvahs he kept. So, and there's a whole discussion, commentators explaining how he did it, etc. But that's for a different shiur. The question today is, we know we just introduced to the mitzvah of Mila in this week's parsha. So the Mefarshim have a famous question, if Avram was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, before he was commanded, so how come when it came to the mitzvah of Mila, he waited for the tzivoy? Like for all other mitzvahs, he did on his own. But the mitzvah of Mila, he waited for the tzivoy. How come he waited for the tzivoy by Mila? That's the kasha the Mefarshim asked. So on a simple level, Rav Nissen Alpert, others point out, by definition, that's what a bris is. A bris means a covenant, a bris between two people. If I make a bris for myself, it's not going to be too meaningful. I mean, I'll do whatever I want anyway, but I'm not really convincing anyone else. When you made it, it's a partnership, so I'll cut his Baruch on Avram, so it was the bris but Absarim, so therefore it didn't make any sense to make the bris on his own, so he had to wait for a tzivoy. That's just a simple explanation. The Vilna Gaon and the Maharal Diskin offer a different explanation. They say as follows, that we have a principle in the Gemara Kedushin, Gado HaMetsuva V'Oseh V'She'enu Metsuva V'Oseh. It's counterintuitive, but the principle is, greater is the one who does the mitzvah who is commanded than one who volunteers. Even though you might think one who volunteers is a higher level. Like, if you wait, what's better? If you tell your kids to take the garbage out, or the kids know to take the garbage out on their own? You think taking it out on your own. So Tosis points out, there is a certain element of volunteering which is on a higher level, but that's not what the Gemara... When the Gemara is talking about Gado HaMetsuva V'Yosa, Tosis says it's focusing on... It's much harder to do it. As we all know, if I decide I want to do something on my own, no one dragging me, no one telling me to do something, it's much easier to do. When someone's telling you to do something, it's much harder. Like you have two people, I'd say, you know, back in the camp days. So let's say a person had a day off. So they're, okay, so he slept at 10 o'clock. If he wants to go to the baseball field, he'll show up. He wants to go to the canteen. He wants to go to Monticello. He's just basically carefree. But someone, let's say, they're working and they wake up and like it's 10 o'clock and they had to be somewhere at 9:45. So they're going to run to the field, run to that. Because when you're commanded to do something, there's a lot more pressure on you and you're expected to be there. So generally, Gado HaMetsuva V'Yosa, it's much greater to fulfill a mitzvah you're commanded because it's much harder to do. You know, so woman could volunteer mitzvahs ase, but they could volunteer, and according to Ashkenaz, they could even make a bracha, but if they want to sit in the sukkah, if they want to shake the dab, but they don't have to. So it's much harder, so the schar is greater for one who is commanded and has to do it. So that's the general rule. So therefore, that's why Avram wanted to wait to be commanded before he fulfilled the mitzvah milah, because If you volunteered and do the mitzvah milah, or you could wait for the tzivoy, Gado HaMetsuva V'Yosa, it's much greater to be commanded and do it, and therefore his schar was greater. So of course the kasha is, so what about all the other mitzvahs then? So why, we say Avram fulfilled all the other mitzvahs before he was commanded. Only milah was the exception. If we're going with this rule of Gado HaMetsuva V'Yosa, then he shouldn't have done anything before he was commanded. So what's the difference? Correct. So therefore, as the Vilna Gaon of Maharal Diskin explain, let's say tefillin. Okay, so I'm going to put on tefillin today. I'll put it tomorrow. If I put it on tomorrow, it's nothing to do. It doesn't take away the fact that I put it on yesterday. I put it on next week. Tefillin I could put on daily. talis I could put on daily. Shabbos, I kept this Shabbos, I could keep next week Shabbos. And the fact I'm keeping one now doesn't interfere. I'm not going to keep Shabbos less next week because hopefully I'll keep it better. I have another week of practice. So, however, as we know by Mila, you could only do once. There is a concept of hatafas dam bris. If a person, let's say Nola and Moho, or let's say someone converted and they might have had some type of bris before, there is a concept of taking out some dam under the right scenarios. But generally speaking, it's a mitzvah you only could fulfill once. So therefore, if Avram would have done the Mila so voluntarily, he couldn't have done it in the proper way with the tzivoy. Mashenke and all the other mitzvahs, tefillin, talis, Shabbos, or whatever kosher, the fact that I kept it before doesn't mamayit what I did before. So that's how the Vilna Gaon explains, that's why he waited for the tzivoy, because Godo ha-matzuva v'yosa, m'sheinu matzuva v'yosa. There's the famous answer from the Briska Rav, the Beis Halevi, the Briska Rav, that they say as follows, that a person who doesn't have a mila has the status of an oral. An oral back in the day was a big curse word. You know, you didn't want to be called an oral back then. That was like the worst thing you could be called, someone who was uncircumcised. So Pasha, someone who doesn't do a mila is called an oral. The Briska Rav says, no, that's not the way it works. That he says, it's only the mitzvah of mila that created the chalo shem oro. It's only the mitzvah of mila that created the status of an oro. And before you had a mitzvah of mila, you might have physically, no one maybe was circumcised, you had a foreskin, but so what? There was nothing bad about not having one. Is you basically went ahead and you did what everyone else was doing. It's once you have the mitzvah of mila, so the Yechi of Mila, and that creates the status of Aro, and he wants to bring a Raya, the Mesha Chachma, by the Smichas HaPsukim, because we find that that when Hashem appeared to Avram, Avram said, no, I'm a Baal Mum, I don't have a Mila, I can't stand. He went down on his knees, he went down on the ground. So the question is, God spoke to Avram many times, he never felt that way, God spoke to Avram many times, and Avram spoke with him. Why all of a sudden here does he say he's not right, he's not fit to speak with God now, because he's like an oral now? So the answer is because if you look at the psukim before, he just gave the mitzvah of mila. So up until now, there was no mitzvah of mila, so okay, no mitzvah of mila, there's nothing wrong with being an oral. But now, once you have the mitzvah of mila, that creates this chalo shame, the status of an oro, and therefore Avram had to go down. And that's why if Avram would have had mila before, it would have been a surgery. It would have some operation, and nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's only once that God gave the mitzvah mila, so therefore it creates the status of an oro, and therefore he has the mitzvah mila. And that's what. Based on this, where's the Briska Rav getting? This is based on Gemara in Yevamos, Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about an Aro, because an Aro can't have a Karban Pesach, you can't eat the Truma, you can't do the Karbanos. So if you're a Kohen Aro, you have a problem. So the Gemara talks about over there, and the Rishonim, what about if someone intentionally doesn't have a Mila, so therefore you're an Aro. What about Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila? What about if the reason why you're not having a Mila is because the Halacha says I can't have a Mila? Because I'm from a family of hemophiliacs, that basically a person, they did a mila on one son, and then he died after they couldn't stop the bleeding, and they did it again. So therefore, already in this case, you see, you get a chazaka with even two, and therefore we don't go ahead and do. You can see later on if the child gets healthy if you could do it or not. But in general, we don't do the mila until because we don't do the mila for this person. So the question is, What about this Kohen Oro, who's only an Oro because, not because he doesn't want to get a milah, he's an Oro because the halacha says I can't do it. Is he allowed to have eat truma? Could the Kohen Oro eat the truma and all the things that are only limited to a Kohen who has a milah? So, you want to say something?
I'm going to say that's the main thing. So what does this got to do with the base of Levi's explanation of why, accepting this oral status, why then was it better for Abraham to wait till for the tivoi? Don't see the connection yet.
Between the truma,
That the tivoi creates the creates a status of oral, otherwise it doesn't exist, right? It brings oral.
What does that have to do with the Gemara and Yavamas, asking?
I mean, it's only because of, sorry to break the rest.
Because I didn't.
You get tivoi for Mila that creates the possibility of oral for that person.
Yeah, so you
want. What's it got to do with Abraham having to wait for the tivoi?
No, because until if Avram didn't have a tziva, he wouldn't be an aro.
Exactly right, and so.
Yes, so what's the kasha?
So I was better for him to wait for the tziva.
Even better for him to wait. You don't wait for it.
I mean, that's the kasha that you're asking.
Why is it better? Because I said if he did it a milah before it'd be an operation, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. The only reason you're an aro is because you have the mitzvah milah. If he would have did the mitzvah milah beforehand. So yes. It'd be like doing surgery, but nothing to do with the mitzvah milah.
It wouldn't have got
the mitzvah, so he had a way. It wasn't even shayach to do it before. It wasn't like there was an option. Is it better to do it before, according to the Biskar Rav? It's nothing before.
It's even us, so you're doing an unnecessary surgery. It's not like keeping kosher, it's like you're doing nothing.
Yeah, the only reason we do a milah is because you want to change the status from an aro to a gamal. A person's not an aro, there's nothing to change.
That's also what's to the mitzvah of Mila to change the status.
No, it's not. I'm not saying, or I don't know if it's not, but it's just the reality that is the mitzvah of Mila. Mitzvah Mila is someone goes from an aro to a gamal.
Okay. A different explanation from that, but it wasn't a bris before, now there is a bris.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Kohen with the Oro is. The Shaila is he allowed to, is someone whose brother died, Mezu, Akumach, Masmila, could the Kohen have the Truma and all that? So it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Many Rishonim say no. So what's the Psha? So that's what the Rabbeinu, based on Rabbeinu Tam, they say that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That since the mitzvah Mila created the status of an Uro, so the fact that he can't get an Uro for some technical reason doesn't take away his status, and therefore a Kohen Uro can't eat the Truma.
Cannot.
If it's Meso Achuas Machmas Mila. Because the question is this Kohen considered an Uro or not?
So
the Brisker Rav's work, you could argue, since it's a Sakana, it's a baby, there's no Chiyav.
So even though it's not the Kohen's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, like a Kohen who kills somebody is not his fault, same thing.
Kohen kills someone is not his fault?
I mean, if it's
not his fault, if it's self-defense or he's fighting a war.
Maybe he can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.